Hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning and welcome in to a Monday Action Line here from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Brian Barrett here with you on a Christmas week. Hope you've got your shopping done. It was like crazy out there this weekend. Like wild bumper cars kind of stuff going on this past weekend. Today, our topic is all about St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. And we've got several different areas we can go into this morning. But first, we like to start off with President and CEO Daphne David. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Good to have you. Did you do shopping this weekend?
I have done a lot of online shopping.
Yeah.
That has been my saving grace this season so far.
that I did, I think, most of mine there as well. Got all that taken care of. But Old Fort Parkway was just like crazy this weekend. Medical Center Parkway. At least it's on the other end from you.
And if there is a connection through 24, I try to avoid that.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yeah. So when was the first time, I guess the first time that you were here was maybe, and I had the opportunity to talk with you. How many months ago was that?
It's been since summer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are at least half a year, right?
Yeah.
How have things been going?
Great. Great. I love the community. It's been extremely welcoming. We are seeing a tremendous growth, not just in the community, but also at the hospital. And it has been a relatively smooth transition. And it does help that I have individuals such as Dr. Rich along with me to help take care of patients the best that we can.
Yeah. Well, it's time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
No doubt. I wouldn't say every moment is fun,
right.
But we'll say overall it's been fun.
I was going to say that I'm sure that there have been some, you know, just moments where it's like, you know, trying to catch yourself coming and going, as they say.
Absolutely.
Dr. Stephen Rich is here today and going to be joining us as we kind of talk today about your specialty. So, Dr. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a general and bariatric surgeon, which bariatric surgery deals with weight loss surgery. I've been practicing in Murfreesboro for about 18 years now. I've been doing weight loss surgery for about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in Shelbyville, which is right down the road. Spent most of my life in the state of Tennessee. I spent about 3 years in Birmingham, Alabama, but then made me realize how much I love Tennessee.
Yeah.
So
thought better of it.
That's
just
right.
Kidding.
My wife and I moved back here in 2008, and so we've been here ever since.
Yeah. Well, it's you didn't move too far from home then, Shelbyville.
No, not at all.
So Shelbyville Central High School, I guess?
That's a 1986 graduate of Shelbyville Central High School.
All right.
So Dr. Rich has been an amazing addition to our, what we've just celebrated, a 20-year anniversary of our bariatric program. And he's been a part of our medical staff for 18 years, as he had mentioned, and is doing great things for the community. It's an honor to work alongside him.
Yeah. Daphne, you have, just thinking about, you know, Dr. Rich is one of hundreds that are on staff here, right, at St. Thomas?
Nearly 900.
900
overall.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That includes our advanced practice practitioners as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the area covered, I think, right?
We do. But there's only one Dr. Rich.
Well, that's true. That's true. You mentioned that you made that move into the bariatric side of that. What lended your ear to that, I guess, if you will.
You never know where your career is going to take you. When I first started practicing general surgery, I really didn't see that on the horizon. I hadn't, my partner at the time and I consolidated our practice with Dr. Wayne Westmoreland, who retired about 2 years ago. He was the only one at that time in the community doing weight loss surgery. I was able to see the effects, the surgeries, and plus the effects that that had on those patients. And it really spurred my interest. And so I headed down that line. And yeah. It is amazing how people can change their lives. And the surgery gives folks an opportunity to do that. And it's, you know, I don't know who gets more rewards from that. Me being able to see that I had a part in that, a very small part, but or the patients themselves. But I think everybody comes away a winner.
Well, you probably don't give yourself enough credit in that as well, but it definitely is really one of those things that the patient has to take a lead in that, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that's one of the things that I tell patients when I first meet them, when they're interested in having weight loss surgery or exploring the idea. I tell them, if you think that it's just going to be the magic bullet, just having surgery is going to do what you need for long-term success, and that's what we're after, long-term success. So we need to position ourselves for that long-term success, but it's really as much about what you do after the surgery as the surgery itself. Now, we have to treat the surgery as a tool. Now, I do believe that it is the best tool that we have for weight loss long term, but we have to treat it as such.
If you have questions this morning, you'd like to call or text, we'll take those. 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. And I'll get those. I've got my text page pulled up here, so we're ready to rock and roll in that regard. We're going to kind of spend our time with Dr. Rich this morning and exploring, well, I guess this is the time of the year when, well, we're a few weeks ahead of the time of the year when people start to think about weight loss and things of that nature and New Year's goals and things like that. Daphne, are there any big things that have happened or will be happening in the next few weeks, 2026, that you want to share with us here on the air this morning?
There is always a lot happening at St. Thomas Rutherford. We are looking forward to presenting to the Certificate of Need Hearing Committee in January, requesting a freestanding ER off of the Las Casas Pike and Pitts Lane area. And with success from that, we'll be able to meet more individuals closer to home and get their emergency needs taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will happen in January toward the end of the month. That's very exciting. And we continue to have construction and working toward helping that parking issues that we have as a result of that. But we are expanding our women's center. We're adding 13 additional labor and delivery rooms that will be open in the summer of next year. And then we're also adding a second floor to our Westlawn campus to help with adding services for cardiac imaging and cardiac outpatient care. So when we opened the campus, we recognized that a number of our patients were seeking cardiac care. And as a result of that, we took that information and tried to identify what's missing in the community, how can we help with that? And so that's why we're adding that second floor to our neighborhood hospital in the Blackman community.
And as we grow, you see more of these neighborhood hospitals, ERs, freestanding. I mean, that's going to have to happen, right?
Well, as the population continues to grow, we're continually looking for ways that we can meet individuals' needs closer to home. And so we've talked about talked about 24 and traffic in the area. We know it's Christmas time, but it's continually growing and getting harder to travel across town. And so if there's an opportunity for us to be able to meet a need in a community that's growing, that's what we want to do. And so perhaps there's more, perhaps there's other things that we can do, like additional surgery centers or something along the lines of primary care in different communities. So we're working with multiple partners to identify the best opportunities.
The facility on Las Casas Pike near Pitts Lane, is that close to the MMC that is being constructed?
It's actually on the same property.
Okay.
We are working in tandem with MMC to be able to provide services that are lacking in that community as well. So their building, if you've driven by recently, it's coming up very nicely.
Yeah.
Our facility will be directly across from that, right behind the church on that corner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. So it's kind of all in that...
It is.
One area.
Well, we recognize together that that we can do a whole lot when we're putting our forces together and thinking through how our patients and community, what their needs are.
And probably seeing a lot of success with the West Lawn campus and saying this is a model that,
that
obviously
works.
Is proven here, mm-hmm. Proven in other locations. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't be in West Lawn. And then now we see that could be a model in other communities here in our county.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, potentially. Mm-hmm. It all has to go around that January meeting, I guess.
It
that's
does
that's
indeed.
The big day, right?
Yeah. It is a big day.
If you've got questions this morning, 615-893-1450. Wanted to catch up about what was going on with the growth here with our local hospital, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. 615-893-1450. Speaking of those roadways, we're going to check on your traffic here and be right back with more conversation. Right now, 826. 615-893-1450. I've got a text, so we'll get to that when we come back.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit MTE.com/pluggedin.
This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant. Demas's offers gift cards that you can get in any value. You know, those times where someone gives you gifts you weren't really prepared. It's one of those things that's nice and easy to hand back out, but they're amazing gifts for teachers, for family and friends, and we always offer specials depending on how many gift cards that you get as well. You can go straight down to the restaurant, and our cashiers are happy to help you with any of those gift cards. Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in a couple of spots out here, especially coming down I-40 westbound. Over here at Donaldson Pike, coming past the airport, all that traffic flowing in right now from Wilson County. Plenty of radar on 840 this morning, and that section of Wilson County around Central Pike, and also 840 as you continue through Rutherford County. Watch for lots of THP units. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck right here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Partial sunshine develops here this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain, light, cloudy, and a low around 50. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Currently, it's 39.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A shooting at a juvenile birthday party in Smyrna late Saturday night left one person dead and another injured. Police say officers were called around 11 p.m. to Lara's Event Center on Nissan Drive, where about 50 people were attending the party. Investigators say an altercation led to gunfire inside the building. One victim died at the scene, another was flown to Vanderbilt University Medical Center. A juvenile suspect was arrested, and the investigation continues. In Knoxville, one person has died following a house fire. Firefighters responded to the home in the 6,000 block of Ridgeview Road around 8 a.m. Saturday. Rural Metro Fire says when firefighters arrived at the scene, they found the home heavily involved with fire. We're told one of the home's occupants died in the fire and another person escaped before fire crews arrived. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the Knox County Sheriff's Office.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Travel news. United Airlines will offer 3 daily nonstop flights from Tri-Cities Airport to Chicago O'Hare International Airport starting in June. TRI announced the new service on Friday, one day after revealing American Airlines would also offer daily flights to Chicago starting on May 21st. The United flights will begin on June 8, 2026, and tickets are available starting Friday. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Money issues? There's someone local you can talk to. Financial Coaching Radio with certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Weekdays at 4 on News Radio WGNS. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're visiting with our friends today from St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. The president and CEO, Daphne David, is here. Also, bariatric surgeon, Dr. Stephen Rich. And we ask for you to call or text with any questions you might have this morning. And we've got a few. Dr. Rich, I mentioned to you that the first of the year, January, people trying to make a lifestyle change. I mean, do you see numbers go up during that time for you, or how does that work?
It sort of correlates when people decide to seek a gym membership, you know, after the first of the year. Yeah. You know, they sort of get exhausted, I think, with eating and feeling like, well, first of the year is a time to start something new. And so we do sort of see an uptick at that point. The first of the year becomes a little bit, people that are demonstrating interest in weight loss surgery increases.
I've got like 3 questions here, and two of the three are at least very much related. So I'm going to kind of pose the question this way. Who is a candidate? Can anyone have this surgery? What does that look like?
Well, mainly it's based upon your BMI, which is a body mass index, which takes your, it's an index score of your height and your weight. And so anyone with most insurances, anyone with a BMI over 40 would potentially qualify for a weight loss surgery without any medical problems related to obesity. Now, if there are medical problems related to obesity, like high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, then the BMI is 35, which is lower, but 35 to 39.9, if you have a medically medical problem related to obesity, then you qualify. But if your BMI is over 40, then you qualify for weight loss surgery.
Okay. Are there different types of weight loss surgery, or are we talking about just kind of one overreaching type of situation here?
There are two main weight loss surgeries. The first is what we call the sleeve gastrectomy, and we do these, both of these, we do them robotically. But the sleeve gastrectomy results in taking away about 80% of the stomach, and that's a sleeve gastrectomy. The gastric bypass, which is sort of the granddaddy of them all, and it's really the gold standard of weight loss surgery, we reduce the size of the stomach, but we also reroute the small intestine so that you don't have as much time to absorb calories. The bypass surgery is more involved than the sleeve gastrectomy, and it takes longer in the operating room. Both of them are very safe surgeries. The bypass surgery is really better for people that have long-standing diabetes on high levels of insulin, or individuals that have a lot of heartburn or gastroesophageal reflux disease. because the bypass helps treat that also.
So it's not necessarily just totally a surgery for weight loss. It has other applications.
It does. And, you know, and sometimes we look at, well, if we reduce the size of the stomach, then that's our goal. Well, that is the goal because it helps reduce how much we can put in at one time. But I think what's overlooked is our physiology changes or our biochemistry changes after these surgeries. These surgeries, both the surgeries themselves, have a positive effect on diabetes, a positive effect on high blood pressure. You add weight loss on top of that, and then it really serves us well. But you're right. There's the metabolic part of it, which is changing in our body chemistry, as well as the bariatric part, just the restriction on how much we can put in to lose weight.
We have from 4042, I had, I'm reading a text here. Sometimes it's easier to get the gist of what they're saying here instead of, you know, like the whole paragraph, but apparently this person had a particular surgery 15 years ago and did not see the results. Are they a candidate for, or is there an update to the surgery? Is it done differently now? How does that work?
Well, typically when we see people in that situation, we want them to get back in to see whatever center or to get some guidance on how to get back on track. Unfortunately, I think that sometimes people will sort of fall off the wagon, so to speak, and go back to their old habits, and sometimes that does result in long-term gaining their weight back, long-term failure, actually. I'm really one that believes that the game is never over. We have to continue playing the game. Sometimes, some days we play the game better than others.
Sure.
But we have to continue playing the game. So, you know, there are potentially things that folks can do even if they regain their weight after the surgery. I think that's why it's so important, even after surgery, I recommend for folks to stay engaged. After the surgeries, we see people back in our office for at least 5 years. And I think that kind of keeps folks in the game, so to speak, because if we ever let our guard down, then we get distracted because there's so many distractions this day and age, and then sort of we revert back to what we were doing before, which was not helping our cause.
So if there is a reduction of the stomach, you said 80 to 85%.
That's correct.
How does your stomach grow larger if you overeat? How does that work?
Well, it can expand a little bit, but, you know, it's like, I describe it as like starting with a small balloon or a large balloon. Mm-hmm. Both of them will expand, but the smaller balloon is only going to expand so much compared to what the larger balloon will. There, you know, and I think that's sometimes what people fear is like, oh, am I going to be able to stretch it out, you know, if I overeat? You're never going to be able to stretch it out to where it was before. Sometimes people become a little bit more comfortable with how much they're eating, but the restrictive part of it pretty much stays intact. What I think sometimes people underestimate is how many calories you can get in with what we call grazing. You know, even though you can't sit down after having a restrictive surgery like this, even though you can't sit down and eat the same, you know, Christmas dinner that you could before, you can still eat over time. And there's kind of a slow input of food and calories. And so you don't have to rely on the restriction.
I'm not sure who this person is, 0240. But they said, yay, Dr. Rich, my favorite doctor. So you must have a fan or two out there.
Well, that's humbling.
Yeah. You know, the fact that you meet people where they are and I mean, this is a life-changing thing that you can go through here, right? You're along for the journey.
That's exactly right. And, you know, sometimes I do have folks that come back and they've had excellent, excellent results, and they've changed their lives by choosing to go down this road. Sometimes folks will say, well, I just want to thank you. And I have to be honest with them, and I say, well, you need to look in the mirror and thank yourself, because you're the one that chose to do this, and you're the one that's doing this day in, day out. I had a role, but that was compared to what they're doing, that was a very small role.
Yeah. I'm sure that you could list, you know, hundreds of success stories here. The reason to look at this, it mainly health? Is that what you would suggest to someone who's thinking, am I a candidate? Should I do this? Should I go in and talk to Dr. Rich or someone in the office?
I think it does center around health. You know, I think folks find themselves in a position to where, and it's one of those things that can kind of creep up over time. And sometimes people don't really understand how much better they can feel. And really, I think it's just about feeling better and having a better quality of life. And typically, if you feel better, you're probably healthier. But I think it's all intermingled, and it's I don't think you can kind of separate it. But you know, being healthier, a lot of times people will come and they'll say, I'm on 20 medications that I take every day. I can't be taking that many medications. And I agree. I mean, you know, the Lord gave us medications to be able to help with this and help with that. But there, you know, sometimes they can interact together. Sometimes the side effects are almost as bad as the condition that you're taking the medication for. I've had many, many patients come back and after surgery, after good weight loss, and they say, I'm on two medications now. One is my multivitamin, the other one is my thyroid pill. Off of the high blood pressure medicine, off of the diabetes medication, and they have really changed their lives. I think one problem is you don't know how much better you can feel until you start feeling better.
Yeah.
You know, you can imagine it, but you really can't appreciate it.
If you've got questions, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. You can call or text that number. I'll go ahead with this one here real quick. My daughter, who is 17, is very overweight. What is there an age restriction, I guess, is kind of what they're talking about here.
Our bariatric center is adult, and which starts at 18. There are some, you know, pediatric surgeries, you know, like typically at major medical centers that do adolescents. Ours starts at 18. There have been times when people were 17. It takes a little while to get to the point of surgery because there's a lot of preparation that goes on. So we have had patients that even though they were 17, they started seeing us. But then, you know, after they turned 18, then we could do their surgery then. I think that one thing that people need to keep in mind is it has to be the individual that is getting the surgery to be the one for their mind to buy into, this is what I need in order to have long-term success. And so I guess the answer to the question is we see adults, which is 18 and above, and be glad to have the conversation.
To follow up with that, gosh, it's been probably 20 years ago now. I knew someone who was going through this, and it was not, we'll schedule your surgery for Tuesday, you know, just, you know, after one meeting. I mean, there are steps there. There's, for lack of a better word, there's there are milestones that you need to reach before you're ready for this surgery, aren't there?
That's exactly right. And I think preparation is key. So with our, you know, comprehensive bariatric center that we have, we guide folks through that. You know, we have a registered dietitian that people meet with at least once and sometimes more than that to get on track as far as what is your diet going to be before surgery? What is your diet going to be after surgery? And we have support groups that we require at least three support groups. Our support groups are very good. You know, sometimes people continue on with the support groups, which we encourage, but to really find out what it takes to be successful long term, because that's what we're after. I think that early on in the history of weight loss surgery, I think they missed the mark because they thought that, hey, if we can just get people to surgery and they have the surgery, they're cured. Well, what they found is that that's a fallacy, because people can regain their weight. So it's about preparation before surgery and also continuing on after the surgery.
If you've got questions, 615-893-1450. That is our phone number here. Daphne, you can call or text that number, by the way. I think maybe we have a misconception about the hospital is just for sick people, you know, but you can change lives, and that's the kind of what the bariatric, I guess, side of things can do for folks.
That is true. It's great to see excellent outcomes such as Dr. Rich, his patients, post-surgery. There are a number of other services that we provide as well. We deliver babies. We delivered over 3,200 babies last year, and those are excellent outcomes and great to be able to contribute back to society and experience that joy. There are so many great things outside of just coming in sick, but we're happy to serve the community when that happens as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And having someone like Dr. Rich on staff, though, I mean, saw the comment, you know, my favorite doctor. I mean,
well, he's not going to tell you this.
It goes a long way.
you can definitely see his reviews online. I snoop on him every now and then just because it gives me joy.
Yeah.
He is definitely a genuine human and the foundation of what our mission stands for, to care for patients that are vulnerable and are in a situation that are looking for better outcomes in life. And he's definitely the right person for that.
Let's sneak in one more question. I guess the gist of what they're asking here is from start to finish, you know, from first consultation to completing the steps that you need to do. We're in a society, we want it now, and, you know.
Put it in the microwave.
Yeah, put it in the microwave. There you go. you've answered this question before, I'm sure. So, you know, from start to finish, how long of a journey are we on here?
You know, each individual is on their own journey. But, you know, typically between 2 to 4 months, sometimes it can be a little bit faster than that. There are requirements that the insurance company requires, steps to take, psychological evaluation. You have to get a letter of medical necessity from your primary care doctor. You have to meet with the surgeon, you have to meet with the dietitian. The steps that the insurance require, typically from the first time I see folks in the office for their initial consultation, you're talking probably 2 to 4 months on average.
Okay. And the surgery itself, you said, was robotic. So does that has to take down the recovery time, I would think.
That's exactly right. It's a, you know, sometimes people have a misconception about robotic surgery. It's really a laparoscopic surgery where the robot is utilized to control the instruments. And that does allow very small incisions. They're still incisions, and there's some pain associated with that, but the recovery is so much faster. With both the sleeve gastrectomy and the gastric bypass, people typically stay in the hospital overnight and go home the next day, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, you think about it, we're removing 80% of your stomach or rerouting your gastrointestinal tract, and people are able to go home the next day. It's nothing short of miraculous, really. But people go home because they're ready to go home. If they're, I'd say 95% of the people go home the next day.
Yeah.
How has that changed over the years? When you started doing bariatric surgery, how long were patients in the hospital?
You know, when I got involved, we were still doing it laparoscopically. And so it was about the same. Before the, what revolutionized bariatric surgery, it really is the use of laparoscopy, being able to do it through the small incisions. Mm-hmm. Before that, people would stay, they would have a big open incision going, you know, starting at their breastbone, going down. They'd stay in the hospital for a week or two. Recovery from the pain and the incision might be 6 months. So it is amazing how we can do such a big surgery, and the surgery itself hasn't changed, just the way we do it changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it is amazing with the technology that we have today to do minimally invasive surgery, the recovery and, you know, wound infections and that sort of thing are pretty much non-existent. But, you know, smaller the wound, less opportunity it has to get infected. So recovery is so much faster.
And cutting down on the, I mean, we go from an overnight, or we go from what, a week or two to an overnight. That is pretty remarkable.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
And what amount of time? I mean, how long have we been doing this laparoscopically?
Laparoscopically, probably over the last 15 years.
Okay.
You know, it takes things. When laparoscopy came on board, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, gallbladders were being taken out that way. And then you move on to a different operation and sort of everything's get added on. And the more complex the operation, the bypass surgery is a very complex operation. And so the complexity, I think, is the reason why it took a little while for it to catch on to be able to do safely, you know, laparoscopically. So,
well, we're going to come back after a short time out. Our guest from St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, President and CEO Daphne David here, bariatric surgeon Dr. Stephen Rich. And we're going to kind of close things out here with a few questions when we return. This is the Action Line from WGNS.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Holidays coming up, you need to do some shopping. We have lessons on just about any instrument, strings, banjo, guitar, mandolin, bass. We have keyboard lessons, drum lessons. We'll get you playing. Now's the time. We have an excellent teacher. Things will happen a lot faster with a teacher than trying to learn something on YouTube. Take lessons one-on-one with a good instructor. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Christmas at Adams Place brings the wonderful spirit of the season to life. I'm Terry Deal, Executive Director here at Adams Place, where families join together to share joy and glad tidings. Come see our beautiful community, complete with an indoor heated pool for water aerobics, a cozy library, fun activities, and so much more. Celebrate the holidays with us at Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, right across from Walmart.
It's time to dig through the trash the right way. Here's Rocky the Raccoon with today's Recycled Minute, courtesy of RecycleRightTN.com.
Hey neighbors, it's Rocky the Raccoon. Here's another idea on what you could do with all those plastic bottles you go through for drinking water. You could create an outdoor bowling set for the kids. You take 10 bottles or so and you fill them up with water or sand. Then you line them up in the driveway. Give the kids a ball and let them roll them right towards those water bottles. It's low-cost family fun that reuses plastic bottles and keeps little recyclers smiling. For RecycleRightTN.com, I'm Rocky the Raccoon.
And that's today's Recycled Minute with Rocky the Raccoon. Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to recycleright.tn.com.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
When severe weather strikes,
partial sunshine develops here this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain, light, cloudy, and a low around 50. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Currently, it's 39.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back here for our last few moments here from with our friends with Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, Dr. Daphne, President and CEO Daphne David, Dr. Stephen Rich. Some questions here, one more, and then I know we've got a few things we want to talk about, Dr. Rich. Where to start? I think that's the biggest question that I'm seeing is people don't know the first step to take. Who do they talk to? Do they need to talk to their physician, their you know, the doctor they go to for their cold and flu or whatnot? Is that where that conversation starts?
They're welcome to do that. But I think the easiest way for people that are interested to find out more information is to go to our website online. We have an online seminar, and by doing that seminar, you fill out your basic information that the bariatric center contacts folks after that.
Okay.
And see if they want to, you know, looks at their insurance, make sure that their insurance covers it and what the alternatives are if their insurance doesn't cover it. And plus that way they can get an appointment to see us in the office to further talk about it. Even people that are not, if they're sort of on the fence and they're like, there's nothing wrong with having the conversation.
Is what's the website? Just go.
You go to the Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford.
Okay.
If they just Google Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford bariatric or weight loss surgery, mm-hmm. and it'll pull right up.
They can also put in Dr. Stephen Rich and it will pull it up under Ascension.
I think I found a photo of you actually here from the website. So I'll put a link on our podcast. That'll be an easy way. To get to that. And you're awfully proud, Daphne, as well of the bariatric, I keep wanting to call it center. I don't know. Is it a center?
It's a bariatric center of excellence.
Okay.
And that's a Blue Cross Blue Shield designation. And we are very proud of that. We are also have other certifications.
Yeah, we're accredited by the ASMBS, which is the Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery Society that oversees these bariatric centers nationally. Every 3 years, we have to redo our accreditation. We have a site visit. They look at every aspect of our program. They look at the number of surgeries that we've done, any complications that have occurred, and we talk about those. They look at the facility. They look at just our program in general. It is an exhaustive overview of our program. And you know, back in November, they do this every 3 years. We did our last one back in November and came through with flying colors for another 3 years.
So for anyone just wanting to find out more what that accreditation means, obviously, if you're accredited, I mean, there are certain levels of care and that you have to meet. So that's a pretty high mark, it sounds like.
That's right. And, you know, we welcome the overview. We welcome kind of picking apart our program to see what we can do better.
Yeah. Without oversight, who knows where we would be,
That's
so many
right.
things, it was very, nice having you both here. Wish, you and both of you, very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. 2026 is going to be another great year and Can't wait till we're talking about that first year anniversary with you in a few months.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us today. It's a true honor, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Dr. Rich, good to see you.
Thank you so much.
If you've got any questions, you can hit us up back on the podcast page. We'll have the podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com.